Check your calendars, ladies and gentlemen, whether you know it or not. It is National Novel Writing Month. Grant Faulkner is the executive director of National Novel Writing Month. He knows that the month of November is a hotbed of activity where, among a collective consciousness, writers dedicate 30 days to writing a 50,000-word novel. Support groups, meetups, social media sharing, and news coverage encourage the writers to stick with it. But when the month is over and the holidays arrive, many writers find it hard to keep the momentum going. That is why Grant has written the new book, Pep Talks for Writers, 52 Insights and Actions to Boost Your Creative Mojo. Again, Grant Faulkner is National Novel Writing Month Executive Director, and he joins us on the roundtable this morning. Grant, thank you very much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
So you were executive director of National Novel Writing Month. How did this particular project come about?
It came about accidentally, like a lot of good things in the world. Chris Beatty, the founder, wanted to write a novel. He looked over at his bookshelf and took out some of the more slender volumes. This was in 1999. And he, looking at a novel like Catcher in the Rye, for instance, he did a rough estimate, 50,000 words, and he decided that you could do that in a month, in 30 days. And he invited 21 of his friends to join him and write together. And the next year, 150 people showed up. And the next year after that, they created a website and 5,000 people showed up. And last year, we had 312,000 people sign up to write novels with us. And then another 80,000 kids and teens in our Young Writers Program.
So National Novel Writing Month is November.
And, it is November.
And here we are. So how do people take part in this?
Yeah, well, we are a nonprofit, and everything we do is free to start out with. So you don't have any. There's no risk to writing your story. We believe that everyone has a story to tell, and that everyone's story matters. So we want to be as inclusive and as accessible as possible. So you just come to our website, NaNoWriMo.org, and sign up, and then you'll be guided to, you know, create a profile just like on a social media site, and join a local region where you can meet in person with fellow writers. And we also have a library program where 1,000 libraries across the country host writing events. And then on the site, you know, one of the crucial tools is tracking your daily word count. So there's this great tool where you can enter your words each day and see how you're measuring up to reaching 50,000 words in a month.
When
a goal and a deadline as a creative midwife.
When it comes to the book, this is Pep Talks for Writers. So why did you feel that was necessary to give people a boost, to help them through that process as they work through this?
Yeah. I mean, on one level, I think every writer needs a pep talk because writing is really difficult. It's really tough to write the words that sync up and express the images and the ideas in your imagination. I wrote this book specifically because there are 52 kind of mini essays, and I really think it's important to be creative year-round. One of the gifts that NaNoWriMo gives is to help people make creativity a priority for 1 month, and that's really important because I feel that our lives tend to smother our creativity, the practical matters of our lives, all the shoulds we have to do. And so NaNoWriMo, one of the gifts is to make creativity a priority for 1 month. And many people who do NaNoWriMo, I've heard from them that they want to keep writing all year, but it's difficult. And so the book is really, there are 52 essays because it's all about developing a creative mindset. And that goes on the page and off the page. You want to do things beyond your desk to nourish your creativity. And so that's my premise, is to help people be creative year-round.
There are several, there's a lot of different essays I'd like to get to, but I just circled a couple that I want to talk to you about. One,
yeah.
Chapter 18, accept the mess. Why is it important to accept the mess, and exactly what mess are you talking about?
Well, there's the mess on the page.
Right.
That's one mess. And that just happens. That is a natural and necessary part of writing a rough draft. It's a natural and necessary part of any creative endeavor. But I think sometimes people, they see the mess of words on the page, and then they read their favorite latest novel, and they see that big chasm between their words and that final product. And what they're forgetting is that their favorite author has also written a messy rough draft, and then that rough draft has been revised numerous times and had editorial guidance to reach that kind of final perfect state. So you have to accept your mess early on. Writing a novel is not a neat process. But there's another kind of mess, which is just the mess that might happen in your home when you're writing 50,000 words in a month. And I would say, you know, to make creativity a priority, sometimes we have to have to let the perfectionism of our life, you know, go just a little bit. I mean, I've never heard of anyone on their deathbed crying out and saying, "I wish I would have kept a cleaner house."
Right.
But I have heard people who say they wish they would have written that novel or expressed their creativity more boldly.
Chapter 36 is another one of my favorites, Nurturing Awe Through Darkness, Solitude, and Silence. Why is it important to nurture the awe?
Well, I think the awe is what makes life magical and wonderful, and that's an example of how we need to become more attuned to the world and nourish our creativity off the page. And our lives are getting so increasingly cluttered. And we have so much electricity and lights in our lives, right? We have devices that are at our fingertips and in our pockets. And I think we get so caught up in our devices in that kind of cyber world that oftentimes we're not looking around the world that's very present, you know, which is darkness and silence. We need to know ourselves and become attuned to ourselves. And silence and darkness, really, it's a rarity in our lives, you know. And I think people have sort of forgotten how to experience those things. And so I think we need to be very intentional and open up, you know, doorways so that we can, you know, explore our inner selves more thoroughly.
Exactly. You even talk in the book about the art of boredom.
Yeah. I think boredom is a scarce resource. I am guilty of smothering that scarce resource. And the reason I call it a resource is because boredom is an opportunity to daydream. It's an opportunity to observe. Our minds don't like to be bored. They naturally seek out stimulation. And that's why, at least me, and I think a lot of people, when we're standing in line and a moment of boredom occurs, we immediately reach for our phones and we start scrolling through Facebook or Twitter or whatever. And we're looking for stimulation. And that stimulation can be good, but I find that generally it's not as nourishing than bracing those moments as again, like a moment to observe the world around us and to be attuned both to myself and to other people. And that's more creatively nourishing, at least for me.
You close the book with this, and I'll wrap up our conversation with this, of you ask the question toward the end of what is success? How do you measure that?
You know, I think everybody has to provide their own answer to that, whether it's success in their lives in general or their creative lives. I think too often people measure success, especially for writing, in terms of like if they've published and how many books they've sold and how many awards they've received. And I think the fundamental reason we become writers is that we're searching for meaning in the world. Stories are the way we navigate life. And I think if we remember that initial gift of writing, like, you know, for instance, I like to think about those first stories I wrote as a kid when I wasn't worried about publication. And that's what makes writing meaningful to me. So that's what success is to me, is just showing up and being creative and living a creative life. And if that leads to publication, great. But if not, I'm satisfied just writing my stories and also, you know, living in a community with other writers, having a creative community.
NaNoWriMo takes place this month, the month of November. You can find out more by going to NaNoWriMo.org. It's NaNoWriMo. So if you take the first letters from National, right? If you take it from
National Novel Writing Month.
Yeah. Yes. So you take those letters, it's NaNoWriMo.org, and you can find out more information. The name of the new book is Pep Talks for Writers. It is published by Chronicle. It is by Grand Faulkner, who is the executive director of National Novel Writing Month. I wish you the best for this month. I thank you very much for sharing with us, and best of luck with the book and the project.
Thank you so much. I hope you sign up to tell your story.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much. Again,
okay.
Pep Talks for Writers. It is by Grand Faulkner, executive director of National Novel Writing Month, NaNoWriMo.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.